Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is... It's a label special, but it has a commercial break away from the label. I'm talking people like you, Tony. I'm talking Japan Files. I'm talking a word of the week that takes the mic. And I'm also talking far more than I should, because I've hardly got a voice. That's because I've just been at the Psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar, 2011. Absolutely brilliant. So to get me over it and get me back into the punk rock, let's carry on that Psychobilly theme with Frenzy, Time Machine. Was Frenzy, Tony, and Time Machine.
Cool.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy, if
no,
they have one.
No, myspace.com for... I wouldn't do that to you. myspace.com/frenzyrock.
Okay.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. That track is taken from a new compilation. And I'm just going to read you out a little bit about it. This has come through from Simon Knott of People Like New Records and also Simon Says PR Fame, who just happens to be a bloke I did bump into at the Psychobilly meeting last week. Both of us in a state of alcoholic disrepair. However, he does say this. The new label compilation, Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll, People Like You Records presents first class and up-to-date punk rock. Just like the old and very successful sampler Where the Bad Boys Rock, this one is also going to give you a great overview of the present bands of People Like You and might just turn out to be the soundtrack of your summer. I'll tell you what, Tony, it already is the soundtrack of mine. It's excellent. A perfect mixture of punk rock, rock and roll, ska and psychobilly. Besides well-known People Like You artists like the Broilers, The Addicts, Roger Miré and The Disasters, Mad Sin, Deadline and The Meteors, new artists like Old School Skate Punks, Face to Face, the folk punk youngsters Flatfoot 56 and London's finest Buster Shuffle will blow your ears off. Nevertheless, the spiky haired drunk punks will also get some songs of their own on this compilation. Please give it up for SS Caliette and Crumb Bums. Quite a few of the bands I've just mentioned are going to be on this week's show. Do check this out. It comes out on August the 1st, and we might as well do this now. This isn't a competition, Tony, this bit.
Okay.
The best way to find out more about it is to go to the People Like You website, which is
peoplelikeyou.de.
Very close. peoplelikeyourecords.com. So do check that out. Wasn't part of the competition at the moment. It's probably been Internet One, Tony Neil. We will be playing another 5 tracks from that label, 3 of which are from that album, on this week's show. So we're going to give you a really good taste of what this album's like. You're going to absolutely love it. There was something else I was going to do in this bit, but I'm going to crack on, Tone.
Okay.
I'm going to just crack on, because I don't know how this week's going to hold out, but I don't know how my voice is going to hold out, and I can't really do much about that. So you may just have heard us mention Roger Miré and The Disasters. This is another track from that CD, and I'll tell you, this is really interesting. This is a sort of dub mix of a fairly obscure song of theirs. What I want to know is, what is Roger Miré and The Disasters' website?
RogerMireAndTheDisasters.com?
No, TheDisasters.com. Did I tell you you've been listening to Project Marv underneath this?
No.
Well, thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week.
That's okay.
This is We Are Gonna Find A Way.
Just say we are light in the sky.
That was Roger Miré, Tony. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're listening to Chopped Ups underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week.
That's okay.
I'm not going to do much talking in this section, Tony, but I have got a word of the week that didn't come... It's an old school word of the week in that it wasn't sent through to PaulieB@punkyradio.com. It was said to Paulie B live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And hello to Helen and Aidy, who are living all the way in the south of France, who it was a pleasure to see at the Cycle Buddy meeting last week. It doesn't do anybody any favours, that festival, it really doesn't. Anyway, I overheard him saying to her something, hey, guess what, Tony? It's going to be another expression for spunk.
Right, okay.
As he said to her, are you ready to apply some cum tan lotion?
Nice.
Very nice indeed. Cum tan lotion. Well done, you should be very proud. And now, over to you, Tone. Have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thanks for all of you for leaving us comments. We've had a few in the past couple of weeks. There's still plenty of time left in July. Please do vote for us if you have a moment. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject and a comment if you so wish. So read them out. Really appreciate all of them that come through, so please do enter them there. If not, if you don't want to vote for us, don't forget we have a Facebook page. Go onto Facebook, search for Punky Radio, it's the radio station page. Like it and leave us a comment on our wall and I'll read those out next week. But for now, I'm all about the podcast, Ali. And there's the first one.
Top I know, you expected me to join in, I'm just not going to.
No, that's fine. First comment, great, it's great. That's from Richard McKeating. Thank you very much. Secondly, Punky is spunky. Roses are red, violets are blue. Punky needs more twat, and I do too. That's from Woody B3. Thank you very much, Mr.
Woody B3.
Little poem as well, thank you. Five Knuckle Shuffle. Give him a big hand. Joni Hates Jizz.
Oh, Joni Hates Jizz is getting everywhere. That sounded worse than it was.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Excellent the end of the show. Awesome show as always. I never get tired of you smacktards and you're still my favourite part of the week. Did you think to record the momentous occasion of live guests on your show onto video/digital camcorder to play on YouTube? Cheers, Manny Yaradoofus.
No, we didn't. We very sensibly didn't.
I thought we'd quite well as we did.
What was that, Tony? Was that a new email address? Manny Yaradoofus.
It's an old listener who leaves a comment occasionally. You're a doofus, yeah,
I know,
doofus.
He's doing, he's calling himself Manny, you're a doofus. Rate that a lot.
Thanks for the comment. And I think I'm supposed to send you an album. Can you email me, Manny, if I remember correctly? I might have forgot, but thank you for the comment. Finally, Pineda. Hi, you two. We are still listening, laughing, and basically becoming immersed in a punky haze. Continue to do what you do best. Tony, great work on the beds. Paul, could try harder. Paul, looking forward to the tins of beans and beer in Pineda. All that said and done, we're loving Punky. Keep up the good work. Helen. From Helen and Aidy, I guess.
Yeah, and I did return the favour with the pasties.
Ah, cool.
In rather spectacular style.
What did you get them?
I got them a bottle of cannabis absinthe.
Oh, fuck. Nice.
I didn't know it existed.
Were you getting it in Spain?
Yeah.
Nice.
I also got myself one. You know.
Of course.
Just to be on the dangerous side.
That's it, podcast, Annie.
Beautifully, beautifully recited, Tony.
Thank you.
This show's called Punky. We haven't heard any punk yet. Let's change that right now. SS Caliet, make them crash.
You hate everything. stars to where they wanna see you. Make up an ace, please don't be gentle. Thank you, don't be creative. It's a dangerous place where we live. Cause they told stars to where they wanna see you. Make up an ace, please don't be gentle. Thank you, don't be creative. It's a dangerous place where we live.
That was SS Calliope, Tony, and Make Them Crash from this People Like You compilation album, Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll. And that's the riot bit of it. It's honestly, mate, it's really good. It's just, there's a lot. I could have played, thing is, I could have done a whole show just from that CD, but I want people to buy it.
Right, yeah.
So I'm happy to play quite a few off it. There's another 15, but it's just really, really good. You're listening to Guano Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is MySpace? Sorry, what is MySpace? What is SS Calliope's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SS Calliope.
And it is, and it's spelled SSKALIERT. There's not a hiccup in the middle, but it happened in real life. I would like to go into detail now about what happened at the Psychobilly meeting last week, but you know what? I can't remember a lot about it. Also, I didn't do a single interview.
Oh, right, okay.
It was a conscious decision. I thought, you know what? I just want a holiday.
Just have a holiday.
I've lined up interviews with Restless and Cleons that may take place in their recording studios because they are both in the process of recording new albums. And I'm very, very excited about that. And they both sound like they're going to be absolutely brilliant. I'm really, really looking forward to it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a big, long blog of the whole Psychobilly meeting. So you can find out what happened there. I'll drop in little bits and bobs here, but it'll be on my blog page, Blogspot, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com. I've managed to get it out. and who knows, if I get it out for long enough, there could be some cum down lotion.
Nice.
I will just tell you one thing that happened last week that was ongoing throughout the week. The lead singer of a band that shall remain nameless is convinced that my mate Steve plays the saxophone.
Okay.
And he wants him to play the saxophone on his new album. And we tried to tell him all week that Steve didn't play the saxophone, but he just thought that was me and Steve trying to avoid Steve having to go and play on the album. At the very end of the week, he asked Steve for his number, and Steve went, yeah, sure. Steve gave his number. He goes, ha-ha, I've got you now. I'm going to pester you until you come into the studio and play saxophone on our new album. And I'm going to reveal which band it is after the lead singer has found out. It's
nice.
Going to be very, very funny. Half the people at the festival were saying, he's not a sax player. And this guy's going, yes, he is. Stop trying to not get him on the album. I know he doesn't want to do it, but he's going to fucking do it. It just sums up the Psychobilly meeting, really. No one knows what the hell is going on all week, despite what people tell them. Anyway, I would like to say more about it, but as I say, I've got a bit of a bad voice this week, and I can't remember a lot. If things come back to me during the show, I'll drop things in.
Okay.
But for now, we're going to take a break from People Like You, and we're going to have a double dose. People Like You being a German label. And we're going to have a double dose of Japan Files. Because
nice.
I thought, they were formerly an Axis of Evil, but now they're an Axis of Evil rock and roll. and we've all become friends, and it's brilliant. So I thought we'd have some Japanese in the middle, go back to the German label afterwards, not necessarily German bands. So expect to hear shortly, and I had to pick these two for the names. Expect to hear shortly Yogurt Poo, but in the meantime, this is Pram Bath. What I want to know is, what is Pram Bath's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Prambath?
No, MySpace.com/ThePrambath. I didn't ask you what Roger Miro's website was, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I did, yeah.
It was thedisasters.com or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's now Poorly Be the Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Sweet and Hot. We'll be right back. That was Yogurt Poo, Tony, and nice. a song called Kizumushi. That's kind of experimentalish, punkish, rockish, Japanish, stuffish. I just liked it. What is their Japan Files page?
JapanFiles.com/yogurtpoo?
No, JapanFiles.com/yogurt. Simple as. Makes it poorly the internet for Tony One. It's turning into a bit of a kicking this week, mate.
Yeah, oh well.
That's oh, you're back. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
Have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Right, that means it's time for, and you might have to sing it yourself, but I'm sure you can.
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yeah, so I've got two gig guides this week. As usual, I've got the 12 bar, so I'll do that first. 12 bar club hasn't moved, still on Denmark Street in London. If you're in the area, please check it out. Always good night. I'm going to do Friday to Sunday's gigs again. So this Friday, 15th of July, The Fallen Leaves, Professor Grant, John Barr, and Eddie Slovic. This is in aid of Steps to Recovery. A bit of a charity
night. Oh, I didn't know Steps were ill.
No, well, I always thought they were sick. but it's a charity night, Friday night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
£7.
Oh, for charity.
Yeah, charity.
Extra for charity.
Yep. Saturday night is London Calling night.
Gets the seal of approval.
Yeah. Space Wasters anniversary party. So it's Space Wasters, Pussycat and the Johnsons.
Oh, brilliant.
The Zip Heads, the Optic Nerves, the Love Me Tenders, and DJ Chris Setzer.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. I've seen Zip Heads and I know some of the guys that have Optic Nerves.
Oh, right, nice.
Sounds like a brilliant one.
London Calling night. How much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is.
It's the best £6 you'll spend this weekend.
Mm.
That is going to be brilliant. Sadly, I'll be in Wales.
Yeah.
Not, I won't be in Wales. I'll be... That's weird. I'm not Jonah. I'll be in Cardiff. I'll tell you more about that later on. Yeah, that sounds absolutely brilliant.
And Sunday, 17th July, Dead Days Beyond Help, Sciatica Disdain, Panish, Butcher in the Fog. Yeah.
That sounds like a really happy bill.
It does, doesn't it? How much do you think that is?
I'm going with the recession busting £5.
£4.
£4?
Yeah.
One less for charity. They must be giving fuck all to it.
Exactly. So that's it for 12 Bar Club. But I've got another email from John from the Bleach Boys, who says, "Hi Tony, couple of gigs for you." Well, not for me. They are playing the George in Hitchin, July 29th. Which is a warm up for Rebellion, which they're playing on the 6th of August in Blackpool, obviously. And that's from John from the Beach Boys. No much information than that, but if you are in the Hitchin area,
I can add some information to that.
Okay.
In the upstairs in the George is a really brilliant room to see the Beach Boys. It's a small room, it's sweaty, and it'll be mental. Also, it won't be very much to get in. Also, there'll be plenty of stuff to do after it in the bustling metropolis that is Hitchin Town. So if you're around, do go to that gig. It will be brilliant.
Cool. And Rebellion 6th of August, I think that's it's a weekend job, isn't it, you normally?
There'll be a few more bands on at Rebellion, probably. About another 500.
And that's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Right.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, mate, just before we do the next past.
Okay.
What I love about migrant workers, particularly in Lincolnshire,
right,
is the interesting ways they find to kill themselves. Have you seen what's happened?
No.
There are a lot of Eastern Europeans living in Boston in Lincolnshire.
Okay.
Well, there's 5 less now.
Right.
Because they managed to be standing around the moonshine still on the industrial estate when it blew up, burned down the warehouse.
Yeah, I saw that in the
oh
news.
Oh my God.
It still blew up.
it is tragic, of course.
Oh yeah.
But it's like, when you think about how cheap booze is in this country, really, you've got to go and get it in the supermarket, you can go and get 4 litres of cider for about £2, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's sad, obviously, that they were drinking moonshine, but I can't help thinking it's what they would have wanted. Police had turned up in time, or fire brigade, and he got pissed on the fumes, weren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's obviously very sad. It's obviously very sad. But also, really quite entertaining. So anyway, that's that. Time now for song 6. We're getting back to punk rock now, mate. We're not mucking about. This is yet another track from the People Like You compilation, Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll. It doesn't muck about. Let's see what you think of this. This is by a band called Crumb Bombs. What we'll know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CrumbBombs.
It is. And that's KRUMBUMS. Tony 2, probably the internet 4. This is Injection. You're listening to Midnight Configuration on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
The usual house hunting, but we're getting closer. We found a possible...
What, you've sighted a house?
We've sighted a house. Yes. We're doing a second viewing tomorrow.
In that case then, why don't I ask you what you've been doing last week?
Okay.
Or what's the point, while you were on holiday? Because I remember you... I should imagine you remember a bit more about it than I do.
A little bit, but we drank quite a lot on it. For us.
Oh, well done.
So we spent 3 days in Belgium, so we drove to Ghent.
And how was Ghent?
Ghent was all right, it was very nice. Very picturesque. They seem to have some kind of feud with Bruges or something, or maybe they look down their nose at Bruges. A lot of them that said it was a fake city and things like that, so that which was interesting. But we did a boat cruise, which is very nice, and lots of good architecture and lots of canals around there and very pretty.
So hold on a minute. Who did you speak to that said they'd got a problem with Bruges?
Well, the boat guy.
The boat tour was like, you know, obviously Upping is sitting again, it's very beautiful, and not like Brood, which is a fake city created for the tourists.
Oh, right.
Which I don't know if that's true or not, but very interesting.
Interesting that you should say that as you were doing a tourist boat cruise.
Yeah. True. So that was good. But we spent most nights just going out and drinking lots of the beers. The beer in Belgium was great.
Yes, it is quite well known for it.
Yeah, I thought it was just the chocolate and Peter Pilliot. But
they are at the forefront.
Right.
The forefront of Belgian tourism, my God. But the beer is that, yeah, they specialise in a flavoured beer, don't they?
Yeah, we did a lot of the Kirsch beer, the Krieg, the cherry beer.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But we also drank a lot of the monks beer, the Trappist monks make a beer. That was really nice.
In that case, I'm not surprised that you got a little drunk.
Yeah.
It's like, Trappist monks don't fuck about.
No.
And that is not a sentence you hear very often.
And it came out in these little, like, goblet glasses. Really fancy. Oh, lovely. And that's pretty much what I come up from Belgium. And that and eating and drinking a lot. I had some Flemish stew, which was lovely.
I don't like the sound of that.
No.
Snot casserole.
Snot casserole. But
so nice. What's in Flemish stew then, Tony?
It was just kind of like a beef stew, really. They also do there's nothing special. Beer, it was done in beer. And obviously, again, the Trappist monk beer. They also do kind of a flaky pastry chicken dish.
Right.
Which was good. Bore very heavy. And yeah, it was good. But we were there for about 2-3 days.
Right.
And very drunk.
Did you have chips with mayonnaise on?
Everything came with chips. Yeah, it was when we had a meal with like 6 people, they would come with these 3 big bowls of chips, like communal bowls of chips.
Yeah,
loads of the things.
Loads of the things.
Unbelievable. There's chips everywhere. So come back rather fat, unfortunately. But yeah, and in Germany we just kind of took the chance to just chill out. Obviously went down through Antwerp, Ring Road again, did it again, fine this time. Didn't go the wrong way around it. So I'm pretty pleased about that. Did a sauna day in Germany, that the thermal baths, like a salt bath they have there. They've got nice and relaxed with all the old people. They do look at you quite strange, the old people in the baths. They're just not used to young blood. And then we just chilled out. A couple of days, spent some time with Steph's family, bits of shopping. Come back and Steph's loaded the car up with as much shopping as she can get from supermarkets. All the stuff she misses from home. All the pasta and meats and spreads and bread.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was pretty much our trip.
Excellent. As I say, I can't tell you more about mine. I can't remember it. This weekend, I'm doing Cardiff Jongleurs at the Oceania nightclub. And I'll be there Friday and Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I'm doing my show at the Rose in Biggleswade. And it features Ian Cognito, Chris Purchase, Jake Milner, possibly a short set by a comic who was on the circuit 20 years ago called Gordon Raitt, who now lives there. And it'll be his first performance in 20 years. If I've got a voice, I'll do some jokes as well. Otherwise, I might just be introducing them.
Right.
Going, here's the next one. It's £8 in advance from the pub. It's the Rose on the High Street in Biggleswade. Can make it down Sunday from 7:30. Love to see you there. I'm going to get on next song, Tony. That right?
That's cool.
Well, this is yet another song from the People Like You compilation, Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll. And it's by a London band called Buster Shuffle, who I admit I've never heard of before. This is the first track I've ever heard from them. But having heard it, I want to hear more. See what you think of this. 38.
I said turn that music off your phone, cos I don't want to listen to it. And neither does the rest of this bus, cos we all think it's stupid. We appreciate your feet and your shoes, but I just want to get to where I'm going and not have to look at you. I suppose they
say it's so passé. I think it's just the youth today. I bite my lip because I don't want trouble for the 30. I sit in silence imagining violence were not to approach you. I said, excuse me, fella, could you turn that down? I don't want to apple, but I know better, that would be stupid. I don't want to get my head kicked in. And all for the sake of your silly music that is distorted. As both they are so passe, I think it's just the youth today. I bite my lip because I don't want trouble on the free. And he's social in every way, the behaviour of today. Could I get drunk? I'm just as much trouble on the free. Well, son, you should have touched it. Now tell me where you live. I panic if I make up an address. And I get summoned to court for justice to be brought. And then I get fined £140 for a £1 ride. I could have tried. As both say, it's so bad, say, it's just the youth today. I bite my lip because I don't want trouble on the free. And he's social in every way, the behaviour of today. When I get drunk, I'm just as much trouble on the 38. On the 38. Well, I hate the 38.
That was Buster Shuffle, Tony. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And thanks to Marv as well. And by the way, do check out his blog, the name of which escapes me. I'll try and remember that for next week, because I've managed to get him to change it. Because what he does, his blog's about, he describes how he comes about making songs. But he was never putting a link to the song he discussed at the end of it, but he does now. And the thing is, it doesn't matter whether it's your sort of music or not. It's quite interesting to read a blog and then just be able to link through to the song it's just described. And it's really, really nice. So do check that out if you get a chance. I just can't remember what it's called.
No, he's got a couple of blogs as well.
Oh, right.
Well, one for this, his songs, one for himself, yeah. Well, but yeah,
this is the songs one. I'm just going to be... You've got a twat, haven't you?
I do.
Just before you do that, I have a poetry corner.
Okay.
I was going to do it early on in the show, but... when she was mentioned already, I thought she'd save it. This has, of course, come from Joni H. Giz. Nice. If you have a poem for us, please do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. Here we go again. Hey, P&T, 2 days late, you skiving punk fuckers, on your holds, how nice for old muckers. Still, I'm glad Punky's back, but I doubt you've been slack in pulling your blue-veined custard chuckers. No, I'm busy doing that as well, Joni H. Giz, and she says this week she's the Grimsby Growler Prowler. So, we managed to keep a Lincolnshire theme this week. I wonder if she had anything to do with the still blowing up. Who knows? So, anyway, I wanted to get that done. I have done, and now, Tony, do you have a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Just before we do, Marv's blog is iammarv.blogspot.com.
Oh, brilliant. There you go. There you perfect. Go.
Yeah, thanks for your donations. I've had a few twats in. Thank you very much. Always going to need more. The search for twat goes on. So please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now. This is quite a short one this week. And it's from Insane Star.
Brilliant. Oh, Insane Star.
Exactly.
I'm still waiting, you know.
I know.
Is
she just not replying to your emails now?
It's a bit... Well, no, I haven't replied. I've left it. I think I've asked enough via the internet.
True.
In documents that could be used against me. So now I'm just making a weekly plea. Insane Star, send me your knickers.
She goes, hi, Tony. I have a perfect twat for you. A bloke called Adam has been the partner of my best friend for years, but he's decided to break up with her
using the crappy line, "I love you, but I'm not sure what I want." The breakup also meant she'd become homeless briefly, which is shitty. But even worse, he kept her pussy. A cat, not the other one. So I'm nominating Adam from Canvey Island as a mahoosive twat.
Adam from where? Star.
Canvey Island.
From Canvey Island?
Hmm.
I'll tell you what, he says he doesn't know what he wants. I know what I'd want. I'd want to get the fuck out of Canvey Island. My God.
Sounds nice, an island.
Yeah, it sounds lovely, Tony. I'll tell you what, why don't you and Steph, you can drive there. Why don't you and Steph go on holiday there next year, come back, and I expect a full report. I've only ever done one gig on Canvey Island.
Right.
Which I've probably spoke about on the show before. It was described to me as a bloke's homecoming gig. And I thought it would be, oh, this is going to be great. Some bloke back from war, a soldier returning, all his mates there, want to give him a party, let's get a comic on. I got there, it was a geezer who got out of a 10 stretch for armed robbery. And I was confronted with about 80 Essex skinheads. A bloke at one point threw a pound coin at me. Right.
Right.
And I caught it, fortunately, in my hand, not my face. And I said, "Who are you?" Because I thought, I've got to front this out. I said, "Who the fuck are you to throw a pound coin at me?" He said, "I'm the fucking cunt who's been in Nick." And I said, "All right, this one's for you." And did my song about wanking.
Right.
And everyone else in there pissed themselves. It was kill or be killed.
Yeah.
Everyone else in there pissed themselves. He pissed himself. And afterwards, they paid up. They said thanks very much. And I got in the car before they thought about what I'd done. So, anyway, let's do this track then.
So that's fair enough then. So, Adam from Canvey Island
is a twat. And I hope that Insane Star's friend finds someone more deserving of her soon. And in being that sincere, I also hope that when she does, it encourages Insane Star to send me a pair of her used knickers.
Yes.
Time for the last track, Tone.
Okay.
And guess where it's come from?
The People Like Me compilation?
The People Like You
compilation.
The People Like Me, Tone. I know it's a two-way conversation. This has also come from Dirty Home of Riot Rock and Roll, which is 21 tracks in an hour from People Like You Records. Do make sure you check them out. What was Buster Shuffle's website?
BusterShuffle.com?
No, BusterShuffle.co.uk. Right. And I feel, I've hardly mentioned them, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's kind of Scar, Chaz and Dave, loads of comedy in there.
Nice.
Great stuff, really catchy, madness sort of number. I'd like to play more from them in future weeks. I'll find out how, no doubt. Right now, I want to know what Deadlines... Now, there's a band called Deadline, Tony. What Deadlines MySpace pages?
MySpace.com/deadlineband.
Nearly. MySpace.com/deadlineUK, which makes it poorly be in the internet 6, Tony 2. It's a thrashing, and this is fraud.
Happening? Is this really real? What can I be happening?
that was Deadline, Tony.
Cool.
I know, great band with a great history on a great label. Thanks ever so much to people like you and to Simon for sorting out us being able to play their stuff. And thanks also to Japan Files. It is an absolutely brilliant way to get hold of some fantastic Japanese music. Now, Tony, you've got a bit of an announcement right at the end of the show, haven't you?
Yeah. So we mentioned how to listen to us a couple of weeks ago. And we ran Red Husky Skunk out because we weren't sure if we were still on the cockroach because we couldn't find much information about them. So I've emailed the guy who runs it and he emailed me back. And what they've done is they've just changed their name. They're now called the Internet's Talk Superstation. You can find them at talksuperstation.com. We're on, as we always were, on Friday night, midnight, EST.
I can't even sing that this week.
No, no, it's fine. And you can listen online. It's talksuperstation.com. That website's all working fine. They do have a Facebook page, but I still feel like it's the link's broken, so you have to go to the website, right. And you can listen. It all works.
And that website again?
Talksuperstation.com. That's all one word, no hyphens, no spaces.
Talksuperstation.com.
Yeah.
Really good if you've got a voice.
Yeah.
Do check it out at some point. I really like the two internet stations we're on. I think we fit them and they fit us, and it's very, very nice of them to carry our show. Don't forget as well that we really do like your iTunes reviews, Tony. If you could just quickly tell them about that.
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. Every review helps us massively. Few reviews make a massive amount of difference, as we say before. So please do review us, 5 stars only, obviously. Go to punkyradio.com on the left of the screen. Important, not important, that's voting. You don't want to do that. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit the iTunes link, it'll open up the music store with our page on it. You'll need to log in, you need an account, which is free. Log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and I'll read them out on the show. Thanks very much.
Next week is the promised Sweatmaster special.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.